Coffee Conversations with Cinti is brought to you by Influential, the new strategic consultancy that takes the guesswork out of influencer marketing for your brand. We provide much-needed strategic crafted frameworks on how to implement campaigns specific to your brand needs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Cinti. As usual, we're coming at you from our beautiful studios in Sandton, Johannesburg, South Africa. And as usual, I've got a special guest, Mary Gehring. How are you, ma'am?
I'm really well, thank you.
Thank you so much for gracing us. I know we've been trying to get hold of you for the last 3-4 weeks, but thank God you're finally here.
Yes, it's been a busy time for us, but I'm glad to be here and thank you for having me here.
Thank you so much for coming. What do you do at Magna Carta?
So I am the Deputy Managing Director for Magna Carta, but I'm a lady of many hats. So we run a business. We've also got some amazing clients that we still service on top of the day-to-day running of the organization.
But what's Magna Carta all about?
So Magna Carta is really about all around reputation management and looking after brands and creating the best kind of messaging for brands and profiling of organizations.
Okay.
So we pride ourselves in not only kind of looking after the reputation, but also we are a full service agency, which means that we look after public relations, we generate content, we do multimedia.
And how long have you been in the PR space?
I have been in the PR space for about over 16 years now.
Whoa.
I know,
it's a very long time. Okay, and what made you decide to branch into PR or to go into PR? Because it's a very niche market, isn't it, in space?
It is, but it's kind of a growing market. So for me, it was really about, I have a love of stories. And I love telling stories and creating stories. And for me, I've always tried to find a way of creatively putting an argument or point of view across. And that's really what PR does. It takes the subject matter and it really makes it resonate with people.
Okay. From a more, maybe to put this conversation into perspective, what is public relations? Because for most of us, we only know about public relations when something has gone wrong in an organization and there's somebody on the podium telling us, nah, it's all okay, but what really is it?
Well, public relations is actually the majority of the news that you read. It is produced by public relations agencies and organizations. So it's really around trying to get the messaging across in an authentic and a credible manner. So we traditionally, public relations agencies used the media, so newspapers, radio, TV, to broadcast brands' messaging. And it's all based on relationships. So it's not something you pay for, it's something that you know that the radio or the newspapers would be really interested in. And that would resonate with the audience and something that they want to tell their audiences about.
With the rise of social media and social media influencers, what sort of changes are you seeing or shifts in the PR industry?
So there have been a number of different changes in the public relations industry thanks to the rise of social media and influencers. Yeah. The first one is around that we are now generating different forms of content. So traditionally, public relations agencies would look at long forms, so like thought leadership pieces or press releases. We're now doing blog pieces, social media tweets, multimedia content. And this content is now able to live on a variety of channels, so beyond just newspapers and radio and TV. So that's now allowing us to spread our messaging a lot further. But the biggest change for public relations has been the fact that social media is starting to give consumers a lot more of an active voice. So this means that brands and organizations are starting to become a lot more conscious about what they say, when they put it out, they don't always get it right. But what this now means is that reputation management now has a seat at the table.
So it's no longer a far-flung thing.
So you've just mentioned that typically public relations you would only see come out when there's a crisis and issue. And that's when reputation management really came to the front. So now what we're seeing is that there's a lot more proactive management of the reputation of a brand. which is something that we've advocated for a long time.
All right.
We also have a saying in our agency that while social media can be our biggest challenge, it can also be our biggest opportunity, and that's where influencers have come in.
All right.
So because we are now able to partner and co-create with influencers, it means that our messages can really get targeted to the right audience.
Yeah.
And it also makes your messaging live in the now. So in a narrative that's currently taking place with an audience that actually is truly interested in that message.
And I guess that makes it much more impactful, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Because in the past, we wouldn't, as public relations, we wouldn't be able to track where our messaging is, because if you think about a newspaper or a TV program, anyone could be reading it.
Yeah, or not reading.
So now we know with influencers, that is their audience, that they are engaging with that type of content and they are truly interested in that content.
Is this symbiotic relationship between influencer marketing and PR working for you, that is?
Absolutely. We've had some amazing campaigns with some amazing results over the last, especially the last couple of years with influencer marketing. And it really just, it brings that little bit of creativity to public relations.
Exactly,
which is
that little oomph and spice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And in your opinion, do you think that the industry has embraced influencer marketing?
I think it has, and the reason why I say that is in the past we would only kind of look at brand ambassadors, and it was really much around celebrities.
So
if you were well known, we would have to use you.
Yeah.
Now brands are really moving to, we want the right influence with the right engagement. So now it's no longer about the following. So we now look at kind of the quality of the influence rather than the quantity.
Yeah.
And this is really proving that brands are starting to understand how you utilize influencers and the power that the right influencer can have for your brand.
Yeah. And in terms of budget for influencer marketing, do you think it should sit with PR or marketing? And why?
So for me, it's not about where the budget sits. It's about making sure that we have budget. And that's often to make sure that the people that sing with the budget in the organizations really understand what we're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
But more importantly, that once you've got that budget and you start with an influencer engagement program, that the management and the co-creating of that sits with public relations professionals. And the reason why I say that is, more often than not, your PRs are the ones that are the custodians of the messaging.
Okay.
So they're best suited to make sure that there's the right narrative that's not only authentic to the brand, but authentic to the influencer.
Okay. I'm very much certain that you run influencer campaigns as as part of your marketing and PR activities for your clients. Do they have goals for this campaign? So it's one of those where there's a new space, let's just jump right into it. Are they tying their activities back to their brand and broad marketing goals?
So I'm not gonna lie, there has been one or two there has been one or two campaigns where it's just about get the influencers there, we just need to create a buzz.
Yeah.
But that's an objective in itself.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
But for the majority of times, we are aligning strategic objectives and goals.
Yeah.
So we make sure that what we're trying to achieve is very clear.
Okay.
And that it's set against kind of the right tonality with the right influencers. So we don't just do it because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah.
And if it is along those lines, we often consult to brands and say that's not the right reason why you need to engage with influencers. There's another tactic or there's another channel that we can do that on.
Yeah. So do you find now then that you do spend quite a bit of time trying to educate your clients and guide them accordingly?
Yes, it depends on the level of the client. But there has been a lot of education that we've done over the last year.
Yeah.
And I suppose it's the same principle that we use with we apply to journalism. So we don't dictate to journalists what they write and what their beat should be. We fit in and help them craft that story.
All right.
And it's the same with influencers. Influencers aren't there just to promote a product or promote a brand, then you're looking for a brand ambassador, not an influencer. They're there to craft a narrative or a story that resonates with their audience.
With their audiences.
So often there's a lot of education that goes into talking to clients to say that this is not a product push.
Yeah, exactly.
We need to tell the right story.
Yeah. And how do you as an agency approach influencer marketing, especially when it comes to fully integrating it into your PR campaigns?
So for us, it just depends on what the brief is and what we're trying to achieve. But we apply a very basic principle that whatever we do, it needs to be authentic. It needs to be credible, and it's also got to be true to the influencer. So if you're trying to retrofit something into an influencer, they're not the right influencer for your campaign, or the campaign is not right in terms of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to achieve. So it really depends on what the brief is.
And then, is it true that in addition to being media specialists, PR consultants are now expected to be social media and influencer campaign sort of like gurus?
It is true.
You almost have to be an all-rounder to make it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's such a grey line at the moment.
Yeah.
But again, you know, because we're in public relations, you actually do have to know what the conversations are at the moment and at the time, and who's driving that conversation.
Yeah.
So what we say to our team is that just like we monitor journalists, what they're saying, which publications they're going to, what they've covered, social media influencers and bloggers should actually just be an extension of that media list and that media monitoring.
Of course,
and the same principle needs to apply, because conversations aren't just happening when you open a newspaper.
How do you stay up to date? Because the space is increasingly, even just within PR itself, it's so dynamic. How do you make sure that you're always up to date in terms of your offering?
So how we make sure, we follow triggers. So we look at all the clients that we have in our portfolio, and we look at what those triggers are. So instead of going just against, for argument's sake, if we've got financial clients, you're not just going to go against financing and banking. You're going to look at education and sponsorships and sports. So we look at triggers on a daily basis, and we monitor those triggers, and we've got tools that set that up.
Okay.
And those triggers then spit out kind of who's driving the conversation on the day and what they're saying. Every morning we have what we call Storyworks, or it's almost a living, breathing newsroom where we all come together and we talk around kind of what did we hear on the news, what did we hear in the papers or see in the papers, what is happening on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we talk around all those triggers and what does this mean for the brands that we are handling, and then what are the opportunities that lie for us to either comment or flag to clients, or sometimes it's for us ourselves to promote ourselves, or sometimes there's a new influencer or blogger or journalist that we need to now go and engage and find out more about.
And obviously in trying to that is the evolution of both public relations and influencer marketing. Where to for public relations from here? What do you think is the next big thing?
It's a golden question. So for me, it's just, I think we are in the evolution at the moment. I think working with influencers and making it organic and taking it to the next level, that's kind of the trend that I think we're going to see for the next couple of years. It's just going to evolve to be a lot more close fit. So I think what you're going to see is you're not going to have social media agencies and PR agencies sitting on their own. You're
going to have
super agencies and integrated agencies working together, and that includes kind of your social media influencers, where you craft really creative campaigns and resonating campaigns, and that's not going to sit with your likes of your advertising, your marketing agencies anymore. The creativity is going to be on social media and influencer campaigns, and where that takes the conversation.
Alright, just off the cuff, what has been some of your best experiences working with influencers?
Well, best working experiences with influencers, we've done a number of, last year we did a number of great campaigns, specifically with one of our clients, MTN, where we utilised a lot of influencers. We had great fun doing what we called the Duborza activation, which was out in Park Station. We actually partnered with James Corbett from the Market Theatre, and he created sort of a whole pop-up show in Park Stations for MTN, and we they were influencers themselves, and we invited influencers just to partake in this kind of pop-up show, and we created a whole song around MTN and connecting and travel, and that was just to kind of reinstall the brand narrative about MTN and bring them to life. So that was quite a fun campaign that we did.
Definitely sound like it.
We partnered also with the end of free Twitter last year with influencers to help us kind of drive that conversation.
All right, and I'm sure the timelines were lit because I saw some of the messages there. It was crazy.
No, it was crazy. It was a fun campaign.
Yeah.
But that just shows you how partnering with the right influencers can drive your narrative in a positive manner, so away from sort of disliking a brand to, this is ending and we're okay with this, we're going to have fun.
We understand why it's ending as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and finally, what advice would you have for somebody that wants to get into PR consultant?
For me, you have to be hungry. So make sure you're hungry and that you have tenacity. So never give up.
It's not easy.
It's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
You're going to probably knock on a client's door 10 times with ideas and they're going to shut it. On the 11th time, they'll open it up.
Yeah.
So, you know, chin up, keep going and keep pitching.
Yeah.
And lastly, you need to have a love for storytelling.
Yeah.
We are natural storytellers. So it's in our DNA. It's something that you live and you breathe.
Yeah.
And you need to make sure that you're crafting and finding angles and inspiration no matter where.
Yeah. And I think on a whole, as humans, we gravitate towards stories more than your salesy type of marketing messages.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about credibility and authenticity.
Exactly. Mary Gehring, MD for Magna Carta, thank you so much for joining us. And let's have a coffee and continue the conversation outside the studio.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. For everybody else at home, thank you so much for joining us. Please download this and other episodes on iTunes and Spotify. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. We love you, but we have to leave you. Until next time, thank you so much.